we're seeing a ton of beautiful cottonwood trees right in front of us. And these trees are turning their leaves this fall, and they've got some beautiful colors to them. And
Farmer Don Schwent is walking around his property where he grows 400 acres of hay.
It wouldn't look this way without water, and it wouldn't look this way without the Dolores Project.
Dolores River water made the Montezuma Valley bloom, says Schwent. But now that three fish species on the lower Dolores are dwindling, there's a threat that federal laws might require more water to be put back in the Dolores River. And in a community where that water is seen as the lifeblood of the local economy, this is a huge threat.
The accepted wisdom in this valley is if you ever let a drop of water that we own and are using in our on our side of the mountain, of the ridge, go back to the river, we'll never get it back.
There's also the possibility the river could be designated as wild and scenic, or even a national monument. Both of those designations might also mean less water comes to people in the Montezuma Valley. To prevent this, representatives from all sides of the community are trying to craft homegrown legislation.
There are many federal tools and mandates that kind of loom over our community.
Dan Olson is with the San Juan Citizens Alliance, a local environmental group. They were part of a large group of stakeholders that helped draft the legislation. It calls for a national conservation area on the lower Dolores. The goal is to protect the river, but also keep water in the hands of existing users.
While we don't put wet water back in the river, I think that what the NCA does is affirm the importance of maintaining ecological habitat and species health while also meeting water rights.
I believe everybody basically has the same interest at heart, is how do we protect all these things.
Rancher Al Heaton grew up in Dove Creek and runs cattle in the lower Dolores. He also participated in writing the draft legislation.
I feel like we put some pretty strong wording in there to protect their water rights.
Heaton knows Don Schwent and others may not think the protections are strong enough, but that's why he's asking for their help.
Well, that's what a draft's for. Come forward and help us with the wording as to how do we get there.
Right now, Don Schwent is skeptical. He's concerned the process has not represented the interest of a large part of the community, those who rely on precious Dolores River water. There's also concerns that the legislation might keep future development from happening and limit growth in the Montezuma Valley.
The process has not lived up to its promises. What a lost opportunity.
Schwent hasn't given up on the process, but he and others wonder if the homegrown legislation will really protect their interests.
If it can't ever live up to its promises of making our community's water rights life better, then I'll be in that camp of let's just live with the risk we have.
After all, the threat of a wild and scenic designation has been around for years, and so far, nothing has happened. The draft legislation is currently open for community comment, but in a deadlocked Congress, even locally supported legislation may have a hard time getting through. So for now, the future of the Lower Dolores is still in flux. For KSJD, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.